today, but the creator of the world. His first creation, the lovely and lucky children. Today, after the creator of the world is celebrating a mela, a meeting, with his first creation of his extremely lucky and lovely children. Some children are personally in front of Baba. Seeing him with their eyes, many children in all directions from everywhere. Emerged in his heart. Is seeing on the forehead of each child three sparkling stars or three types of fortune. One fortune is of the elevated sustenance received from that Dada. The second fortune is of the study received from the teacher. And the third fortune is the sparkling star of the blessings received from the Sadhguru. And the book. so all of you are experiencing the sparkling stars on your forehead, are you not? You have all relationships with Bhagavan. You have all relationships with Bhagavan, but nevertheless, these three relationships are necessary in life. And all of you, long lost and now found beloved children, have easily received them, attained all relationships. You have attained them, have you not? You have that intoxication, do you not? You continually sing the song in your heart. Wa Baba Wa
Wa Sikyak Wa
Wa Teacher Wa
Wa Satguru Wa
Wa Satguru Wa, the wonder of all three relations. People of the world make so much effort to attain even one blessing from a worldly guru whom they call a great soul. Whereas the Father has made you full of all blessings from the moment you were born. Did you ever think of such a great fortune, even in your dreams? That God the Father would surrender Himself to you to this extent. devotees sing songs of God? And whose songs does God the Father sing? Of you lucky children, God singing songs of you lucky children. Seeing each child whether they come for the first time or whether they've been coming for a long time. Of each and every child, whether they come for the first time, whether they've been coming for many years, Bhakta knows the speciality of each child. Father, whether young, old, a Mahavir, or an effort maker, every child is specially beloved and long lost and now found. Why? You searched for the Father, but you didn't find Him. However, Bhaktada looked for and found each of your children with a lot of love, fondness and affection in every corner. Baba searched in every corner. It is because you are loved so much that He looked for you. Because the Father knows that none of His children is such that he or she doesn't have any speciality at all. Each and every one has at least one speciality. And it is your speciality of one thing or another that has brought you here. At the very least,
God,
you have at least recognized the Father who came here in an incognito form. You said, Mera Baba, my Baba. All of you say Mera Baba, don't you? Is there anyone who says here, that's your Baba? Is there anyone? Everyone says, my Baba, Mera Baba. So you are all special, are you not? All of those great scientists and VIPs were not able to recognize him. But all of you recognized him, did you not? You made him belong to you. So the Father has also made you belong to him. While being sustained with this happiness, you are flying, are you not? You are flying. You are not walking, you are flying. Because those who are walking will not be able to return home with the Father. Because the Father is going to fly. So how would those who are simply walking be able to return home with him? And so? What is the blessing that the Father gives to all the children? May you be in your angelic form. Angels always fly. Angels fly. They don't walk, they fly. All of you are also going through the flying stage, are you not? Are you? Raise your hands, those who are in the flying stage. All hands raised. Or is it sometimes a flying stage, sometimes a walking stage? No. You are those who always fly. You are double light, are you not? Why? Think about it. The Father has taken a guarantee from all of you. Whatever type of burden any of you have in your mind or intellect, give that to the Father. because he has come to take it. Baba has to take, has come to take away all the burdens. So have you given your burden to the Father? Or have you kept a little carefully hidden away? Since the one who will take it away is taking it away, is there anything for you to think about in handing over your burden? Or is it that you have the habit of looking after your burden for 63 births? Some children sometimes say, we don't want to do this, but we are compelled by our habits. So you're not compelled anymore, are you? In Hindi, the words majbur, being compelled, majbut, being strong. So are you being compelled or are you strong? Never feel helpless. You are strong. Are the Shakti strong or are you helpless? You are strong, are you not? All of those sitting at the front, what are you? You are strong, are you not? Do you like holding on to a burden? Is it that your heart is attached to it? Is your heart attached to the burden? Let go. Let go and you become free. But you don't let go and so you don't become free. The method for letting go is determined thought. Some children say, we do have determined thoughts. But, what is the reason for but? You make determined thoughts, but you don't revise the determined thoughts that you have made. Keep on remembering, reminding yourself of it again and again. Repeatedly revise them in your mind. And realize, what is a burden? And what is the experience of being double light? Underline the realization course, and this will be no noun. Baba's using the English words. Revise, realize, realization. Underline the realization course a little more now. You're speaking and thinking. You do the speaking and thinking. But now, realize with your heart what is a burden and what it means to be double light. keep the contrast in front of you. Because now, according to the closeness of time, what does Bhaktada now wish to see in each child? Whatever you say, you have to demonstrate that practically. You have to put into practice, into practical form, what you think. The father's inheritance and your birthright is liberation and liberation in life. The father's inheritance and your birthright is liberation and liberation in life. This is the invitation you give everyone, is it not? Come and attain your inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. So ask yourself, do I want to experience liberation in the land of liberation? Or do I want to experience liberation in life in the golden age? Or do I want to create the sanskars of liberation and liberation in life now at the confluence age? This is because you say, you see at this time that you are those who are creating the divine world with your godly sanskars. We are creating the new world with our sanskars. Sansar, the world, and sanskars. Creating the world with sanskars. So the sanskars of liberation and liberation in life have to be made to emerge now at the confluence age, do they not? So check. if your mind and intellect have become free from all bondages. Because in Brahman life, you have already become free from many things which were bondages in your past life. However, are you free from all bondages? Or are there even now some bondages which tie you in bondage to them? To experience liberation and liberation in life is the greatness of Brahman life. Because in the golden age, you won't have knowledge of either liberation in life or life of bondage. At present you can experience what a life of bondage is and what liberation in life is. Because all of you have promised you have made promises many times. Do you remember what promises you made? Ask anyone. What is the aim of this Brahman life of yours? And what response do they give? To become equal to the Father. Is this fine? You want to become equal to the Father, do you not? Or is it that you want to become that only a little? You want to become equal exactly, do you not? Or is it that if you become a little like him, that will do? Will it do? That would not be called becoming equal, would it? So is the Father liberated, or does he have bondages? If you have any type of bondage, whether of the body, of bodily relations, maybe not of the mother, father, brother, friend, but if there is any bondage of the physical sense organs, if there is any bondage of the physical senses, if there is a bondage of habits, a bondage of nature, if a bondage of old sanskars. Then how can that be called being equal to the Father? And you make a promise every day that you definitely want to become equal to the Father. When Baba makes you raise your hand, what do all of you say? That you want to become Lakshmi and Narayan. Bap Dada is pleased. You make many very good promises. But you don't take benefit of those promises. You don't know how to keep the balance of making a promise and taking benefit of that promise. Bap Dada has a very, very, very big file of everyone's promises. He has everyone's file. Similarly, let there also be a file of the benefits. If there were this balance, it would be so good. These are the teachers from the center city here, are they not? These are also residents of the centers who are sitting here in front of Baba at that time, seeing many, many faces of the instrument teachers in the video. So you are those who are going to become equal, are you not? Residents of the centers who have become the instrument children, they have to be equal, shouldn't they? Are you that? Well, many sensei sisters here. Or is it that you sometimes become a little bit mischievous? Either equal or a little mischievous? Everyone looking so young in the video, many seeing themselves also sitting in the hall now. Bap Dada continues to see the behavior and activity of all the children throughout the day. When your daddy was in the subtle region, this movie is from 2007, she was also seeing everything. Just 4 months after Daddy she passed away, what did she say? She would say, Baba, can you be like that too? Is it like that? Did I do this? And you continue to see that? So did you hear what your daddy saw? Welcome, Daddy. Bap Dada now wants to see that each and every child claims a right to the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life, because you receive the inheritance at this time. In the golden age, it will be a natural life. It will be a natural life on the basis of the practice of this time. But you receive the right to the inheritance now at the confluence age. This is why Bhaktada wants every child each one to check the self. And if there is any bondage pulling, then also think of its reason. Why is this bondage pulling me? Think of its reason and along with that, also think of a solution. Bhaktada has given me a solution many times in different forms. He has given you the blessing of all powers and the treasure of all virtues. By using those treasures, they will increase. Have the treasures. Bhaktada has seen that. Bhaktada also sees the stock that each one has of all these treasures. The intellect is the stock room. Bhaktada has seen everyone's stock room, and you do have the main stock. But you do not use these treasures at the right time, at the appropriate time. You simply think of it in the form of a point. Yes, I mustn't do this. I must do this. In the form of a point, you think about it, but you don't use that point of knowledge by being stable in the form of a point. First be a point and then use the point of knowledge. This is why it just remains a point. Use the point of knowledge while in the point form, and you'll be able to find the solution. You even say, I mustn't do this. And then you forget it. Along with speaking about it, you then forget it. Baba has told you such an easy method. At the confluence stage, it's just a wonder of the point. Simply use the point. There isn't any need for any other type of punctuation. Simply use the three dots. Three points. The soul is a point. The father is a point. And the drama is a point. Continue to use the 3 points. And it won't be difficult at all to become equal to the Father. You're trying to put a point, but at that time your hand shakes, and so it becomes either a question mark or an exclamation mark. There in writing your hand shakes, and here in your stage the intellect shakes. Otherwise, is it difficult to keep the 3 points in your awareness? Is that difficult? Is it difficult? Bhaktaba has also shown you another easy method. And what is that? Give blessings and receive blessings. Achcha. If you're not able to have powerful yoga, if you're lacking a little bit in your dharma, if you don't have the courage to give lectures, you can still give blessings and receive blessings. Do just this one thing and put aside everything else. Simply do one thing. You have to receive blessings and you have to give blessings. No matter what happens, no matter what others give, I have to give blessings and receive blessings. So just make this one thing firm, and everything else will be included in this. If you give blessings and receive blessings, so would all powers and virtues not be included in that? They would automatically be included, would they not? Just keep the one aim. Try it and see. Practice this for one day and see. And then try it for 7 days. okay, you're not able to keep other things in your intellect, at least you'll be able to keep this one thing in your intellect. No matter what happens, I have to give blessings and receive blessings. Can you do this or not? Are you able to do it? Okay. Whenever you go back, try this. Experiment with it. By doing this, you will all automatically become yogi. Because if there are no wasteful actions, then you're automatically yogi, you know? However, keep the aim to give blessings and receive blessings, no matter what others give. Even if you receive bad wishes, even situations of anger will come in front of you. Because when you make a promise, Maya is also listening to the promise that you made. So she will also do her own work, won't she? When you become a conqueror of Maya, she will not do anything. At present, you're still becoming a conqueror of Maya. And so, of course, she will do her own work, but you have to, I have to give blessings, and I have to receive blessings. Is this possible? Is it possible? Those who think it's possible, raise your hands. Half the whole. Shaktis, raise your hands. Baba first asked the Pandas, then the Shaktis, is this possible? Yes. So teachers have come from everywhere, have you not? Teachers have come from all directions, right? So when you return to your countries, then first of all, all of you have to do this homework for 1 week. And then send Baba your result. How many class members are there? How many are okay in that class? And how many are a little weak, a little strong? If they are weak, put a line through okay. Send your news in this way, that's all. This many people are okay, and this many people have a line through their being okay, not so okay. Just short news. Look, double foreigners have come in this group, and so of course you'll do double work when you're not. So send your result of 1 week, and then Bhaktara will see. It is easy. Is that okay? It's not difficult, is it? Maya will come and you will say, Baba, I never used to experience this before, but it has come now. That this will happen. But those who have determined faith have guaranteed victory. Maya will come, but when there's determined faith, there is victory. The fruit of determination is success. Lack of success is due to the lack of determination. So you definitely have to attain the success of determination. Double foreigners, claim number one. You are double, you are double foreigners, are you not? So you have to show wonders. Messages, emails that have come from everywhere reached Bhaktana. Everyone sent their sign of love. They weren't able to come themselves, so they sent it through letters and emails. Bhaktada accepted the letters, messages and gifts from the heart of each one, and Bhaktada made each one emerge in his eyes. And is giving a response to your love in the form of love and remembrance. It is good. It is good that God's love helps you a lot in your efforts. Each child is loving, will remain loving, and swinging in the swing of love. Will return home, return to their home with Bhaktada. Each child is loving, will remain loving. So that time will also come when all of you return home together. You are the ones who are going to return together, aren't you? You're not going to follow later. You won't enjoy that. It's better to be hand in hand and in one another's company. The hand is Srimad. Srimad will be in your intellect, and there will be the company of the soul and the supreme soul, and both of you together will return home. You are all going to return home, aren't you? So do not be left behind. Even now you are together. no matter which corner you are in, the Father is with you. He will remain with you and will go back with you, and then He will rule the kingdom with Father Brahma. Wonderful. This is a firm promise, isn't it? So do not get stuck in between. If there's something that requires clearance from customs, you get stuck. The things of Raman will stop you in customs. Any sanskar or nature of Raman will trap you in customs in the land of Dharmaraj. But whereas with the Father's company, you'll be able to go straight through. If there's anyone else, you'll have to wait in customs. Would you like that? You wouldn't, would you? The Father wouldn't like that either. Since you have promised to remain together, then always stay together. Those sitting at the back, your promise is firm, is it not? Those at the back, raise your hand. Is it a firm promise? Acha? Fine. All those who have come, wherever you have come from, firstly, never let go of the company. At every moment, let it be the Father and me. There is so much pleasure then. There is pleasure and just the Father and you, is there not?
Teachers?
There's pleasure in this, isn't there? Or is it fine that you sometimes become separated? Would you let go of Baba's company? You will not let go, will you? Are you sure? Not even for 1 second. This is called true love. Is it okay? Is this firm? Sure? Raise your hands if you're sure. Are you sure? It is good. This side, raise your hands. This side, raise your hands. Baba's making sure everyone raises their hand. A photo is being taken. A photo is being taken in the subtle region. It cannot be taken in the physical camera. It's being taken in the subtle region. Very good. Okay, Acha. To all the children from everywhere, whom Bhaktada loves, let Father Heart be represented. He is the comforter of hearts, is he not? To the children who are loved by Dilaram, the comforter of hearts, children who always move along in the waves of love, the experiences of love. To the ones who are extremely loving, to the one father and none other, no other person even in their dreams, to such loving children of Bhaktada, to such deeply loving children of Bhaktada, and those who are completely beyond the consciousness of the body, to the long lost and now found, multi-million-fold fortunate children, love and remembrances from the heart and multi-million fold blessings. Along with that, namaste from Bhaktada to those who are the children and servant masters, Balak so Malik. It is the turn of UP zone and West Bengal to serve. Those from UP, stand up. Congratulations to those from UP. I think more than half the hall is full of UP residents. Bhaktada has heard that you fulfill the part of service very well, and therefore congratulations for service, and along with that you have also played very well the part of Jihazir. Yes, present indeed. So congratulations for that too. Thank you. who said that in the first meeting after Gandhiji had passed away, 15th October 2007. Gandhi sent to feed in Bhaktala. Everyone looking so young and radiant. Baba said he wants to take you with him. He doesn't want anyone to get stuck in customs anywhere. With determined faith, there is success. This first turn, seeing Abhin Bhaktada in front of us, it feels as though Bhaktada is showering the children with blessings. It's the season of meeting and will always be with Baba. So now Madhur Vani group is going to sing a beautiful song. The song is, this is the season of the meeting and now the whole season has begun. Children will stay with the father and make themselves full with many blessings. Baba is making the children full with blessings, and now the Madhur Vani will sing a song. this is the beginning of the season, this is the season of the meeting, and then we'll listen from our respected Dadis and senior brothers, everyone who received tulas, so please everyone remain seated. Brothers and sisters who haven't yet taken their gifts from Madhuban, tomorrow please come to the conference hall.
Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
बाप दादा के इस प्रथम मिलन की अनुभूति
नाउ हैविंग अ ग्रेट एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ बाप दादा से जो एंड नाउ हैव ब्यूटीफुल सॉन्ग
खुशखबरी है ओम शांति प्रोडक्शन से
ओम शांति प्रोडक्शन
फिल्म बनाई है
दृश्य And the name of it is Andrishya Elizabeth
B.K. Pamposh Bhai Mishra ne usko direct kiya
Brahma Pamposh Bhai ji directed it
Dadichi Tatha Muni Behen
Respected Dadi Matari Mani Sister Mani We now would love for that And after his money for him He created Matari Mani this film And tomorrow at 9 p.m. this film will be once again shown in the Diamond Hall.
और अब आदरणीय रतन मोहिनी दादी जी से अनुरोध कर रही हूँ
अपने रिक्वेस्ट टू दादा रतन मोहिनी टू स्पीक द वर्ड्स ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स
सभी ने वाक्य में सभी
Thank you.
झूले में झूलो।
दादी जी से वरदानी दृष्टि लेते हुए स्वयं में शक्तियों को
विवेकने की दृष्टि से वरदान स्वयं दिलाओ वायुला रिक्वेस्ट सिस्टर Now she will now speak three words of blessings. Bottom of my heart that we are having such a great sustenance.
ओम शांति. हमारे बीच चादर लिए भ्राता निर्वैर
भाई
से अनुरोध करती हूँ अपनी शुभ प्रेरणाएं हम सभी के लिए
उत्तर प्रदेश के पहली टर्म
फर्स्ट टर्म ऑफ उत्तर प्रदेश.
मैं सोच रहा था कि उत्तर प्रदेश को बाबा ने सबसे ऊपर ला दिया है.
हम लोग कहते हैं कि ये बेटर देश का कंट्रोल उत्तर प्रदेश बाबा है कैपिटल एंड द टॉप.
सभी भाई बहने इतना प्रेम और शांति से बाबा के इस मिलन के प्रोग्राम में आकर
All brothers and sisters heard Baba's supreme worships with a lot of love and taking this sort of fruit.
Are bhai jo hame film dikhate hain.
Our brother who will show us the film.
Aisa lagta hai inhone bahut प्यार बहुत एक्यूरेट तैयारी
कर
दिखाई है. एक एक
शब्द
सुनने को मिल रहा था. काशवाणी दादी जी को हम सब से फिर से
दादी प्रकाशवाणी
सबसे मिला दिया.
दादी प्रकाशवाणी
बहुत बहुत खुश हुआ सभी.
एवरीबडी लुकिंग एट दैट पिक्चर ऑफ दादी प्रकाशवाणी बिकेम वेरी वेरी हैप्पी.
दादी रतन मोहिनी जी वैसे बिल्कुल स्वस्थ है.
दादी रतन मोहिनी जी मेरी हेल्थ
जो पढ़ के सुनाना चाहती थी
मेरे मुझे भी दादी बोलते तो रीड
शायद उनकी प्रेजेंस ही सब कुछ बोल रही है.
मेरी हर प्रेजेंस
इस बात की बहुत खुशी है कि दादी जी आज के पूरे प्रोग्राम में देश और विदेश बहुत बड़ी संख्या में सन्मुख देखने को और ऐसा लगता था कि सचमुच इकट्ठे हुए
Everybody from behind here are gathered here.
संसार को ये सिद्ध तो होना ही है.
We are produce this double bond.
Murli ke dwara bhi spasht kiya hua hai.
They were clarified in the Murli.
Jab tak videshi bhai behne Bharat mein aaye nahi the.
When other foreigners hadn't come to Bharat,
Vishwa ka pita nahi kehla sakte the.
Rather they were never called as the world father.
Lekin विश्व को ये नहीं बता सकते
भारत
140 देशों में बाबा का झंडा लहरा रहा है
इन 140 कंट्रीज बाबा इज फ्लाइंग विद ब्लू हॉस्टेड
रोज बाबा के महावाक्य
Every day, Durga Baba Sudarshan. And every one of you can discern that whatever Baba wants, that Baba wants everyone to come in number one.
Vishesh baat ko apne man mein lekar ke.
So having this thought in the mind,
नैनों में समाये हुए
हैं
विराजमान
करके
अपने दिल पे विराजमान करके
इंद्रिय
सुख के अनुभव के झूले में सबसे बड़ी देन है ब्राह्मण बच्चों के लिए तो आज का ये पहला इस सीजन का टर्न यूपी के भाई बहनों को भाई बहनों को भी बहुत 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 मुबारक हो
Congratulations to all the brothers and sisters.
Om Shanti.
Mubarakon se bhai sahab ne bharpoor kiya.
The brothers and sisters have come with their sins.
Man bhai ji se ki apne shubh bhavnaon
ki main ye brother bhai shubha hu
hum sabhi ke samaksh rakhe adarniye Brijman bhai sahab.
ओम शांति बहुत वर्षों के बाद आज ये डायमंड हॉल ऑफलाइन
ऑफलाइन
यहाँ इकट्ठे होकर
फिजिकली वी आर गैदर्ड हियर
भरा हुआ है
दी हॉल इज कंप्लीटली फुल
बहुत समय के बाद
एंड वी आर एबल टू सी दिस विजन ऑफ मेनी इयर्स
धीरे धीरे ऑनलाइन होती जा रही
है एंड इवेंचुअली देयर इज ऑनलाइन
प्यारे बाप दादा की मुरली भी online
we also heard Baba Sudarshan version online
bahut hi ek jisko kaha jata hai dheere dheere samapt hone wali adbhut jo cheez hai wo hai sakar roop mein hum sab mil kar ke
we call for our song we are all together sitting here
aankhon mein sama karke दिल अति प्रसन्न हो रहा
है
यादगार बन
जाए
प्यारे बाबा ने हमको 2007 और 15 साल के बाद फर्क
दिखाया
बाबा टुकर
यूपी जोन ही था
उत्तर प्रदेश
बाबा ने कहा इसी प्रकार से बाबा के बच्चों की वृद्धि सारे विश्व में हो गई है और सारे जो बाबा ने खास बात कही संस्कार के द्वारा
जैसे अगर संस्कार
बाबा हमें वर्तमान में
संस्कार
बाबा ने कहा
संस्कार
वर्तमान में मिलता है और वो दो शब्दों में मुक्ति और जीवन मुक्ति का वर्षा है करनी है तो बाबा ने कहा हर वो भी बाबा कहते हैं मैं लेने को तैयार हूँ जीवन के
अंदर
अनुभूति अति एक दूसरे को देखकर प्रसन्न होते हुए याद करते हैं कि कलह पहले भी हुआ
था
कलप कलप के लिए नोंद लिया है तो जिसका शुरुआत ही इस सीजन का इतने बड़े संगठन से हुआ है ये सारा सीजन ये पहली टुकड़ी है और अंतिम टुकड़ी तक भी बाबा के बच्चे यहाँ आकर के अपने
दादा के इस प्रथम मिलन मेले की एक बार फिर से देश और विदेश के सभी भाई बहनों को बहुत 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 बधाई हो
बधाई।